BC United leader Kevin Falcon was in Comox today to announce policy on changing the way commercial fisheries are taxed. Falcon stated that if elected, he would immediately remove the carbon tax from commercial fishing vessels and harvesting operations in a bid to make life more affordable for British Columbians. Falcon stated he recognizes that the provincial carbon tax has some benefits for British Columbia that are unique to the province compared to other provinces. When the federal government brought in their carbon tax, they said it applies to every province, but in BC, our provincial carbon tax is in place so it doesn't apply here, said Falcon. The position that BC United has taken on the carbon tax is to remove it from the agriculture sector, the ranching sector and small heating fuels to provide British Columbians with a break, at a time they really need it. Falcon added that removing the carbon tax from fisheries and harvesting sectors is important, and it is important to lower the cost of food production for all of BC. It costs thousands in fuel for fishermen to go out to get their catch. That cost is passed on to the consumer. There is no tax break for the average British Columbian on their food prices. Falcon spoke of how axing the provincial carbon tax has been proposed by other parties, such as the John Rusted's Conservatives. If you axe the BC tax, you welcome in Justin Trudeau's federal tax 5 minutes later, and we will end up sending $2.6 billion to Ottawa instead of keeping those dollars here in BC. Courtenay Comox BC United candidate Bill Coulthart joined Falcon and added that fuel was the biggest expense to the commercial fishing industry. The profits are shrinking. We have the ability to save that industry up to $45 million, and that has a significant impact and puts money back into the commercial fishing people's own pocket, said Coulthart.